Spiritual Life Center, transforming lives as we love, serve, and remember who we are.
One heart,
one heart,
one mind,
one mind, one soul at a time.
We greet you in the name of all that is good, all that is sacred, and in the warm and loving energy of this community, Spiritual Life Center. If you're joining us for the first time, we especially want to welcome you because we know that you are not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. Thank you for joining us on your unique path today, and we hope you enjoy this special message from this past Sunday's service.
Hello, friends, wherever you're at, and welcome to the Spiritual Life Center experience. You know, years ago, I was told by Michael that the unity is like a pool. In the unity pool, you have a shallow end and you have a deep end. Most people have fun in the shallow end. Nothing wrong with that, but today I'm going to invite you to maybe join me at a little bit deeper level. So we're going to go into an area of identity. It's deep, but it's really very pragmatic, you know, very practical in our life. And so during this talk, I want you to ask yourself the most important question that's going to produce the highest benefit in your life, and that's the question of who do I think I am? Who do I think I am? And so as simple as that sounds, sometimes those identities that we have may be hidden. And a lot of times our identity is based on our worthiness. And our worthiness is sometimes based on something that someone told us a long time ago about whether or not we were good enough to live at a high level of life. And so the answer to that question really comes down to one thing. If you're breathing, you're worthy. Breathing, worthy. Worthy, breathing. That's as simple as it gets right there. Because life does not play favorites. Life does not have a bias in all of this. Life is simply a principle that we work through. And so when the next time you feel like life is punishing you or rewarding you based on a merit system, just remind yourself that life is not biased. It does not have bias based on your socioeconomic conditions or where you grew up at, what kind of education you have. It's like gravity. When you abide by the rules, you get the benefit. If you break the rules, no matter who you are, you also get to reap what that principle will yield you. So the other thing to keep in mind is that we never stop creating. I've heard many people ask me, Reverend Tony, I want to create things in my life. Nothing's happening in my life. It seems like the same old thing is going on over and over again. And to that I answer, we never stop creating. The one thing that we don't have a choice in life is that we don't stop creating. Life is always searching our impressions, our ideas in life, and replicating them in the form that we call experience. And in that experience is really the reality, the perceived reality that you have. Now, quantum physics took this up, this very idea, and they came up with a theory called parallel universes. Well, in the parallel universe, there's an infinite number of possibilities. And the observer, which is you, gets to choose. You get to choose which avenue you take. And instantaneously, the universe responds to the observer's choice. Now, that choice is based on many things, because sometimes it's in conflict with our own belief system. But the prevailing belief always equates to a parallel experience in your life. And so when we reproduce over and over, a lot of times it doesn't seem like we're producing anything new. Well, in fact, what we're doing is reproducing the same day over and over and over. It's much like the old movie Groundhog Day. In this movie, the main character, who was a bit of a jerk, had been kind of ostracized by his peers. And then one day he woke up and he looked over at the clock and he found out it was the same time that he woke up the day before. And then when he woke up, the circumstances around him were the same. The telephone rang. It was the same person calling him over and over throughout his day. And then after about a week, he figured out that he was in the same day over and over. But the difference is, you see, he was the choice maker in this day. And he was able to change the little things in his life. And then after he had changed a specific part about it, then it would get better for him. That's how he was changing the day. He got so bored with living the exact same circumstances that he started to change. And so much like Groundhog Day, so it is for us. Much of the time we're on autopilot. And so on autopilot, we're just reproducing the same thing that we had yesterday. What's the thing we have to remember when we're going through life is that we are the chief executive. We are the chief executive. We are really not meant for all of the intricate details in life. But what we are meant for, as Jesus the Master said, is to execute our will. Execute our will. Jesus put it this way. He said, "It's my Father's good will to give you the kingdom." Now, as an heir to a kingdom, and if you're royalty, your word is followed out to a T. Now, much of the time, it doesn't look like that in life because it looks like whatever we say, sometimes the opposite happens. But what we're missing in this is to understand what's going on inside of us, the conflicting ideas and the conflicting beliefs that are happening in our life. And a lot of times you have to just basically go back to the fundamental mindset of a child. And as Jesus said, that unless you become like a child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, as a child just believes and has gratitude that the highest and best is coming for it. Now, if we can put ourselves in that mindset, what we'll find is that things come more into alignment with our desires, our goals, those things in life that are for our highest and best good. You see, because what we perceive in life really becomes our experience. You know, so many people can look at the same thing and have a different perception of what's going on. So in this way, our reality becomes what we perceive. And as choice makers, we get the chance, we get the choice in changing what we perceive and thereby change our experience. So the big push on all of this is, are you willing to expand your circle of identity? Are you willing to do that? Because that's really, when you perceive outside of you, the more you perceive as something that is outside of you, the further you push it away. Whether it's a loved one or your neighbor or whoever it is, or a circumstance, the more you feel separated from it, the more you push it away. The more you feel kinship to it, the more you feel drawn to it, the more your experience focuses in on that. So if you're willing to expand your circle of identity, to include everything and everyone, even the things that you don't like, you're more likely to have a positive experience with those. The pitfall in life really is in losing your identity in circumstances. And so many times we do that because we forget that we are the creator of our circumstances. And so we get lost in our own creation, and we start to identify who we are with our very own creation, not understanding that we are the creator of that. You see, the more you acknowledge that, to that level that you acknowledge that you're the creator of those circumstances, is the level that you will benefit from that, the level that you can change it. Because you see, you can't really change things if you don't know that it's there. If you get lost in your circumstances and you find that it becomes overwhelming, a lot of times we want to hide from it. That's very, very human of us, right? Everybody goes through that, where we have to hide from the circumstances in our life. You know, this is illustrated way back in the mythology of Genesis, where Adam was hiding from God because he had judged things. He had separated himself. And so the call was, "Where are you, Adam?" And so life does that for us. It calls and says, "Where are you? Where are you hiding?" It is constantly seeking our attention. If we hide our identities from other people, we are really just hiding it from ourselves. Because life is about living consciousness in the I am identity. The I am identity. You know, at the burning bush, Moses was consulting with his higher wisdom. And he asked it, he says, "Who shall I say sent me?" And the voice answered, "I am that I am hath sent you." I am that I am. Whatever you put after the I am phrase, that is your experience. That is your identity. That is your identity. You know, a lot of times people get confused because they struggle with the circumstances of their life. And they say, "How am I going to get through this struggle? Because I've been doing my positive thinking. I've been trying to change my belief system." But the one thing in that is that if your belief system and your desires are in conflict with your identity, it's futile. You really have to go to your identity and change your identity. Who do I think I am? Who do I think I am? When those thoughts get aligned with your desire, then you'll feel this energy surge through your body, your mind, and your soul, and you will align yourself with the universe. The universe will bring things together and fall into alignment with that identity. So what's yours to do is to focus on your identity. Who do I think I am? And that should speak from your desires, your goals in life. Accept that you are in that position. Believe that it is so before it happens. And the universe will align all the details that you don't have to worry about. As a matter of fact, when you get too bogged down in the details, what happens is you lose your focus. You lose your focus, you lose your identity in your own creation. And so for me, it happened many times. And when I was becoming a Unity minister, I had to transform my identity before I could become a Unity minister. I had to actually identify myself ahead of time that this is who I am. When I was cigarette smoking years ago, one of the hardest things I did was try to quit. But in trying to quit, what I found out is that nothing worked until one day I told myself, that is not who I am anymore. First, I gave myself a choice. You can't take away your choice. And the second thing I did is I denied that that was who I am. That is not who I am anymore. And then follow it up by, I am and in a positive way. I am a non-smoker. I am a non-smoker. And I instantly I felt this shift in my life where my identity moved from a dependent identity to a dominant personality, a dominant identity. And there was no struggle after that. I just had to remind myself a few times after that that I am not a smoker. That's not who I am. And so in our life, when we feel that chatter, when we claim our identity and we're going to hear that chatter back, that Scrooge personality that comes out and says, no, you're not going to, that's not who you are. You're not going to do that. And so you're going to deny that that's who you are anymore. And by that word, by your word, I am not, as Jesus said, let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. But when you say I am not, that is powerful because you're identifying yourself, what you're not and what you are. But I am. So you use your denial first, and then you use your affirmation. And then you will be known as you are known. In that way, what I mean is that as you know yourself, others will come to know you. It will be more of a genuine identity rather than trying to be somebody that you're not. As you know yourself, you will be known as you are known. As you know yourself. So your identity will carry you forth without all of this extra effort that you're putting forth to try and get your goals. You simply have to go to your identity and say, I am, fill in the blank, I am. And know that it is true that as an heir to the kingdom, that you simply have to speak your word and identify who you are. And the universe, life, will fit it to a T. Will fit all the circumstances, all the details will fall into place. I wanted to quote Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was a great example of somebody that knew his identity. He said that your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others, of other people's opinions, drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart. Wise words for somebody that was so successful. And I'm going to leave you with some words to think about here, because these words from Jesus the Master was a great metaphysician. And in the gospel, Jesus says, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. I want you to think about this. Say that to yourself, because the words that the Master uttered here were very subjective, but very powerful. And they weren't for him alone. They were for each one of us to repeat. I and the Father are one. We say this every Sunday. We say, I am that power. I am that presence. I am that love. You know? So for each one of us, we say those words, I am. I and the Father are one. Jesus answered and says, isn't it written that you are God's? Do we dare to wake up from amnesia and remember who we are, that we truly are the ones that make the experiences in our life, that what we thought was outside of us truly is within us and is opening up. It is opening up and it is calling you. It is calling you and saying, remember who you are. Remember who you are. And then finally, Paul in the Gospel of Luke, neither shall they say over here or over there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So for these words, I want to leave you with one final word, and that is gratitude. In all things, give thanks, says Paul. not in just the feel-good things, but in all things, give thanks. The most powerful form of love that you could have is gratitude. Become like a child. It's right there at the Christmas Eve, opening up the present, and just say to yourself, thank you, thank you, thank you. And just be grateful for just being able to breathe, knowing that if you're breathing, you're worthy. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
We are grateful for the opportunity to share with you today and hope you've taken something from this Sunday's message. If you'd like to hear more from Spiritual Life Center, be sure to click subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening from. You can find out more about our community on our website at www.slcworld.org. We look forward to being a part of your continued spiritual journey. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well.
Spiritual Life Center. Transforming lives as we love, serve, and remember who we are.
One heart.
One heart.
One mind.
One soul at a time.